CW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Trank Thanksgiving travel week has begun. Airports not quite as crowded today as they will be tomorrow. As for the weather, it's cooperating, kinda, says ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z.
On Tuesday, which is supposed to be the biggest day for air travel, so Denver or Salt Lake, Atlanta up to New York could have some trouble, but it's just some light precipitation. Truly, it could be much worse. Chicago or Orlando or Miami, good to go.
Overnight, the people who clean planes at Charlotte Douglas International Airport in North Carolina walked off the job. The service workers fighting for better pay. More cabinet members picked for the new Trump term.
President-elect Trump continues to move at speed to fill out his cabinet for a second term, and this could be the most ideologically diverse cabinet in recent history. A team of Trump loyalists from across the political spectrum.
That's ABC's Terry Moran. Today, President Biden takes part in his final turkey pardoning. Two 40-pound birds named Peach and Blossom, chosen to be spared from the dinner table this Thanksgiving. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. There are further developments in the dismissal of the principal at Xavier High School in Appleton. Mike Mouthy was fired 2 weeks ago following a complaint to the Diocese of Green Bay Office of Safe Environment. Last week, the school system sent a letter to parents stating that Superintendent Dr. John Revisa was also terminated after failing to meet reporting requirements in connection to the Mouthy investigation. No other information on the reasons for the dismissals has been released. A Waupaca County judge has sentenced 48-year-old Scott Farmer of Nina to 37 and a half years in prison and 21 and a half years of extended supervision for the drunk driving crash that killed four siblings in Wyawega in December of 2023. The crash claimed the lives of the Gonzalez siblings, 25-year-old Danielle, Fabienne, 23, Lillian, 14, and Daniela, who was 9. Farmer pleaded no contest to the four counts of homicide by intoxicated use of a motor vehicle and his fifth OWI. Farmer will be 85 when he's released from prison. The 40th annual Green Bay Holiday Parade took place in downtown Green Bay Saturday. This year's theme was Hometown Holiday. There were over 90 entries in the parade and thousands turned out to watch and participate. HSHS St. Vincent Children's Hospital sponsored the parade. To see a few photos, visit the story on our website at WGBW.FM. The Boys and Girls Club of Wisconsin awarded the Boys and Girls Club of Door County the 2024 State Program Award for a 10-week summer program intended to inspire the next generation of female scientists, tech leaders, and engineers. 81% of the participants in the STEAM for Girls of the Future program scored medium to very high in STEAM efficacy. The national average is 64%. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Packers get some revenge. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After losing in the playoffs three times to the 49ers under Matt LaFleur, the Packers beat them at Lambeau Field by a final score of 38-10 yesterday. Was it revenge? Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
It's huge. I mean, we talked about it all week. I mean, just the fact that they knocked us out, and last time we played them, we lost. So we knew it was going to be a four-quarter fight. It feels good to be able to go out there and have a win like this. So, we're going to move past it now. But definitely feels good.
49ers tight end George Kittle.
It felt like they were on the field the entire first and part of the second quarter, so time possession was tough. I feel like that's something that I try to emphasize every single week. Like, hey, what are your goals of victory? Hold on to the ball, run the ball a ton, don't turn the ball over, and I don't think we did any of those three things tonight.
NBA, the Bucks are traveling to Florida. They play the Miami Heat tomorrow night. Tip-off time 6:30. The Bucks beat the Hornets in Milwaukee Saturday night, 125-119. The Bucks are 8-9 and have now won four in a row. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered showers and falling temperatures likely today. We're going to go from the 40s this morning into the mid to upper 30s by late this afternoon. The wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight becoming breezy. Gradual clearing 24. Tomorrow sunshine colder with a high of 33. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
In 1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Dom Salvia.
Next time, former Wisconsin gubernatorial candidate Tim Michaels turns down a Trump cabinet position. Is he lazy or just against divesting? Also, MTG claims subpoena power. Who's she coming after? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Mino is off doing other things.
I was just getting a cup of coffee.
You know, you could have started that earlier in the break.
Okay. You know what? I'm not a fan of the Krieg.
Keurig?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's pronounced Keurig.
Okay. I mispronounce Kris Kringle. Kris Kindle.
Mary, if you haven't noticed, Mino is not our Mensa card Mary carrying.
What's that supposed to
radio
mean?
Radio host.
What's that supposed to mean, Nikki?
I don't know. I think what you do is bring levity and you make a lot of people feel a lot smarter about themselves.
Well, thank you.
Well, that's a gift.
It is a tremendous
such a gift.
You can't ring your own bell.
I am.
You can't. It's what I do. God's in charge of the bell.
Nope.
Taking that thing away.
Nope. He doesn't just dole them out willy-nilly, Nikki.
But here it is.
That's an achievement.
Here it is.
I got the bell. Look at me. I got the bell.
Jim just had to run out real quick and drop his wife off at work, and then he'll be right back.
So. Did you hear all of the honking out there?
No.
Mm.
What happened? Mm.
There was almost like fisticuffs in in the city deck. Yeah.
With him?
Yeah, because he was trying to like out.
Yeah.
Get out and go about his business. But the garbage truck was here, and there were two people parked because their children are probably being picked up for school momentarily.
So he was doing the honking?
Oh, I know.
Or being honked at?
He was being honked
at. Wow, okay.
Yeah, so, like, wait your turn, Mr. Mayor.
Wow. So back in the day, in the radio days, we used to try to hook Mary up.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Marry her off?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I
used to come on me and Nick, or me and Vin Man.
Oh, my God.
Remember that? You used to pop into our show. You don't remember that?
I don't.
Didn't you ever?
You don't remember coming on our radio show?
I don't. Maybe.
Oh, my God.
Wow, you're not that memorable.
I guess not.
I mean.
Oh, my goodness.
It was 2008. That's a long time ago.
She drank those memory cells.
She did. She drank away. I got the worst experience of my life.
People I dated back then, I just block out.
It's been a radio
it's
show.
Called trauma. She's been healing. Yeah.
Therapy.
Mino has been part of that process of forgetting.
Yeah, and now she's here.
Now I'm here.
Is this part, it's like a 12-step program.
It's like a trigger.
Was it facing your demons or something? Yeah. That's part of that.
Head on. Yeah. Head on.
How good does venison jerky sound?
Well,
I mean pheasant jerky.
No.
Does that sound phenomenal?
Pheasant jerky.
Yeah, pheasant jerky. It's good for you.
Willy nillies. And then, did you hear her right at the end though?
No.
You've got to watch for the BBs.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's a real thing. Well, it's no matter whether you're eating goose. I mean, literally turkey, wild turkey, like any of it. Yeah, you can get it occasionally.
Like I said, we used to hunt partridge all the time. Loved hunting partridge, and you'd be eating, and you'd bite into a BB that you missed.
It's not a big deal. Yeah,
look at you guys. They're just like, it's no big deal.
Well, you know, when you got to use shot. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You don't use a slug.
Of course.
So, I mean, it's
of course. That's just common knowledge. How dare I not know that?
Wow. Okay. Hey, Little Miss Hortonville girl.
Yes.
Okay. There's a lot of hunting in the Hortonville area. The Black Otter Game Preserve or whatever it is.
I didn't partake.
Okay, hoity-toity girl.
Oh, yep, you know all the hoity-toity girls from work.
You're hoity-toity.
You bet.
So, Mary, what else is going on and on Broadway for Christmas?
Oh, gosh. You know, this time of year is just all about small businesses, right? Whether it's our events or we team up with Downtown Green Bay, Inc. and the Military Ave districts to do Small Business Saturday, a little bigger and better than, you know, just businesses doing it on their own. So we have a chance for folks to win three gift baskets, each valued at $250.
Nice.
On Small Business Saturday. And those baskets are really cool. They have a mix of items from all the business districts. So it's a good little
You know what's cool, too? I talked about this, like, when I walk, I always like to check how old buildings are.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the heights, you know what year that was built?
No.
1872.
Isn't that remarkable?
Is that unbelievable? And Broadway, all those buildings are so original.
Yeah.
Those are like almost 200 years old. It's incredible how old those buildings are on Broadway.
We had a meeting last week. We do like monthly Broadway businesses meetings, right? Sure. Just to keep everybody in the know. And we were meeting at the Depot and we were in their room on the first floor there and it was stifling hot. And I went and asked the events person. I said, hey, can we, you know, turn the heat down? And she's like, well, if we do that, we will turn it off in the entire building. And
old school.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yep. Old building. Got it. Yep. Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
So isn't that a great building, though?
Served extra
Were you upstairs?
Water. No, we were downstairs.
Downstairs. Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I did one time? I went up in the balcony. And that was really cool. You can go up in the balcony, you know, where the
game room?
Clock is. No.
Oh,
the actual.
Oh, like way up.
Way up.
Like
you climb a ladder, the tower. Because I wanted to watch the
Were you
fireworks.
Invited?
Kind of.
Were you there with
were
permission?
You legally allowed.
Correct.
Oh, it's such a gray area.
I mean,
but you know
permission.
What? It was loaded with pigeons.
Yes. I mean,
it was loaded with pigeons.
Surprised. Good.
Nick.
Yeah.
Nick.
Out.
Get out. Get out. Get out. So, Jim, what happened?
How many honks did you
see? Altercation this morning.
You didn't hear
no,
it?
No, come on. Nick is telling us all about the honking and the gestures.
We're being disregarded. Yep, we're disregarded. Yeah. Talk about
we're getting that.
That was enthusiasm for the mayor. Like, just
move that over a little bit.
Beep, beep. There's the mayor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
John, I was in a hurry.
Okay. And?
It would be going, yeah, there's, I mean, come on.
Okay. I don't know. Nikki just said, hey, did you guys hear the honking going on
yes.
out there? Okay.
I mean, everybody's waiting and jockeying for different spots and the dump truck or whatever, the waste management, which the priority is for the customers. that was the priority. Yes, there was a little. There was a little commotion. I didn't think you heard that because you were in here.
Nick, you tell me about it.
Okay, and I didn't want Todd to say anything, so thanks.
You can't give yourself a belt.
I like that she has the belt.
Oh, my God.
I like it.
Who's that?
Those are Johnny's.
Oh, okay.
Those are me? What are they? For me? A gift?
Yes.
What is it? Oh, my gosh. Nikki brought me a gift.
Oh, my gosh. More glasses.
What is more glasses? Oh, my God. It's like 10 pairs of glasses.
Aww.
Thank you.
You got to have one in every nook and cranny.
Oh, wow.
Because you forget where you leave them.
Otherwise, I wear these.
Oh, those are...
They're not real attractive, are they? Nope. They are not real attractive. Nope.
Remember Nancy Reagan?
Yes.
What about it?
Those glasses.
Is that what she looks like?
Let yes. Me see. These, let me see. The big ones. Remember she always wore big glasses. Remember that?
So I asked Mary, I said, don't we know each other from the past?
Just
so she sent
no.
me a picture from...
Is she in there? Which one are you?
The dark hair.
Dark hair.
In the back.
Everybody else is blonde, Jim.
And Jim. Three blondes and Mary. And
I mean,
you
know,
which one's you?
All right.
He didn't want to offend me by thinking it was, you know.
Okay.
Right. Yes. I was a blonde in a prior life.
Could happen. Wow. Could happen. Yeah, I'm Mr. Wide Open to anything that's going on. You know me.
Yeah, I know you.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hey, I'm impressed with your dad's and your uncle's
I picked my wife
that
up.
Was
she goes,
actually I would listen to that.
She said, my wife picked up Donna. She goes, it's nice to hear your dad. I'm like, oh yeah.
Yeah. I'm serious. I think that's cool, that barbershop stuff.
Maybe we'll have somebody come in and talk about barbershop. We did it one time. Do you remember we had that kid come in that was competing? That was when we first started. Do you remember that,
don't.
Todd? Todd wasn't here. It's different music and it's still very popular. to a small
yeah.
group. But they still their international shows.
I was
going to
say, there's still like competitions
oh,
and
there
stuff.
Is. Big
Aren't
time.
There? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it travels. It goes off.
How much you didn't do
is
it?
Is that in the same realm as like the Sweet Adelines? Because my grandma sang in the Sweet Adelines.
No.
What's that?
It's a women barbershop.
In Two Rivers?
Look at all I feel, over. I'm feeling some snarkiness over there.
Oh, yeah.
You should have talked to my dad.
So but was that a Two Rivers thing?
No, it was like a national thing.
Oh, that is.
Yeah. Your grandma was in it?
Well, so she was in, I think they had like little groups of them, and then they got together as a much larger course for like a competition. I don't know a ton about it. I just remember it being called the Sweet Adelines. And
right.
That's neat.
Yeah.
Did you do it then?
No.
How come you didn't do it?
I did.
I sang in church choir.
Yeah.
You were a choir?
I was in church choir. That's yeah. about it. Yeah.
No, that's tough. Those guys were really, really good. And we could sing, but not like them.
Wow. But it's like, is it a chromosome thing?
Yeah, I think. Well,
I mean, is it passed out? About,
one of the reasons they won.
Hereditary, I believe, is a technical term.
Yeah.
Chromosome. They have the XY and the
trouble.
Do you have the treble clef chromosome?
I'm just saying.
No, I think there's something to be said when the harmony is within the family.
Oh, it's completely.
No question.
Unbelievably close.
Without
and there's
some
other families, too, that have some great musical talent.
Were they all married when they were in that group together?
When they first started, no. My dad was at Marquette. So, no, they got married right after that, though. And that was tough on the wives because those guys were gone a lot.
I bet.
And they all had a lot of kids.
As they did that back then.
I know. Like, you know, 10 kids and they were gone every weekend. Like
they tear it up on the road a little bit? 50, they ever talk about stories? No. Okay.
That
just asking. All right.
Anyway, that's great. I love music. And, when you talked about Carol of the Bells, like I said, I'm a huge fan of Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Yeah.
I'm also a big fan of the Schmidt Brothers, and they both sing it unbelievably well. The renditions are, it's high energy, I think.
Yeah. And to bring this conversation back full circle, we do have carolers at our Christian Market.
Oh, cool.
Yep. So, and people say like, and they literally, they like walk around the market and sing.
Nice.
And it really, we get compliments all the time from people of like, you know what? That really was the cherry on top for me.
Right.
You know?
Do they have the little hand warmers where they put their two hands
in? Yeah. Like our opening week, I think, there were maybe 8 or 9 of them, but sometimes there is just a smaller quartet or of folks and they get in full costume and walk around. It's
That's
cool.
That is.
No, but like I was telling her, so you could shoot a movie on Broadway and you wouldn't have to change a thing. Because those buildings are so original.
But you have to keep the trucks out of the way.
Well,
the truck route is a...
Until Broadway's really...
I knew that was going to come up. That's his biggest pet peeve around here, is that being a truck route.
I'm not a fan of it either, I'll be very honest.
And to reroute that, we offered like it's the shortest way, right? So it's the cheapest way. Well, what if we reimburse you for a little longer way and just stay off of Broadway? Because you look at Appleton, and I love Appleton. There's so many good cities in Winston-Salem.
Yeah.
There's not trucks going through the middle of their district.
Downtown,
their district.
Yep.
And we do, and it could be rerouted, but it's a challenge. Look, that's right up there with the coal piles,
And the train.
It's a topic. It's a topic of conversation.
I got stopped for that again the other day, and I couldn't believe it.
The train's a little bit more theater.
It is.
It's what?
People actually, aside from being stuck in traffic because of it, people actually do appreciate the sound of the train.
But
going
really?
Through downtown.
Johnny, people are shopping, walking around, and you don't want a truck. I want to finish that. The people on the walking around, they like the train.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you ever hop a train? Did you ever?
No.
I did once.
Of course you did. That doesn't surprise me.
But there were the iron ore trains, so they weren't going very fast. Did you ever put a... Okay, I'm not going to talk about some other
things. So, can I give some quick plugs?
Did you ever put a...
You can't. Okay.
Mary, can you stick around?
I can stick around.
Yeah.
Sure.
Mary, stick around.
Okay.
Mary,
Alexander's Ragtime Band. You know this song?
No.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Get the family out of the house this holiday season and book a private event with us at Heights Pub and Parlor, located at 217 North Washington Street in downtown Green Bay. We provide an unmatched atmosphere where you can soak in the modern elegance of history. With seating for 32 and space for up to 100 guests, let our second floor parlor and third story loft treat you to top-notch service from a personal bartender and hand-picked food selections from our kitchen. 2024 dates are booking out fast, so secure yours now. Like and follow us on Facebook or check us out at heightsgb.com to discover more.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I've got a kid probably heading off to college in about a year and a half, and I'm doing everything I can to help her build her credit score. Now, one of the tips I was very excited to put into practice is adding my daughter as an authorized user on my most perfectly paid off credit card account. The idea here is that credit card companies report the payment histories of everyone with a card in their name, including the authorized users. That way, your kid benefits from your good credit habits and the length of your credit history and gets a boost to their credit score right out of the gate. Now, the rub is that not all card issuers report all this info, so it's essential to check with your card and make sure they report. And remember, this goes both ways. Good credit behavior boosts scores, but any slip-ups like missed payments or late payments, that hurts them. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW.
One-legged Joe dancing, rolling his toe. Oh, he threw away his crutch and hollered, let her go. Oh, honey, hey, the gang's on for the Alabama to Valley.
Listen to that.
Okay. And the tune is tootin'
so thank you. You know how Jim is to me or to you? Put your headphones on. He just did that to Mary.
Yep.
He goes, put your headphones on. You're missing the best part.
The best part of the song.
You're missing the best part, Mary.
All right. For that's what makes me so dreamy and takes me back home to my old Alabama. You are too.
All right. All right. Thank you, Todd. That makes my day, man.
That's I hope to that your mom's all day. Listening.
Yes. Oh, she is. She is. Awesome. She loves it. We all love that.
Beautiful. Mary Rohde from On Broadway in the House.
Talking about carolers on Broadway, too, which is very cool. Are they there all the time, or can we come at certain times?
Yes, so they are part of the regular programming of the Chris Kindle Market.
All right, which is, go over that again.
Yep, so Chris Kindle Market on Broadway, Fridays and Saturdays through December 21st. Fridays 4 to 9 and Saturdays 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Super.
That's awesome. Yep. I mean, it's just great. And all those little businesses you can walk in and check out. And that Small Business Saturday, let's really punch
Hey, you
that.
Know, I got to tell you, you know where I went? Remember last year I had that unbelievable head cold type thing. Todd, you remember that?
Yeah, we all did.
We all had. Remember that thing? You know. What? So
what, we lost our viewership dip, but then we're back.
I feel like this is one of those, like, he was on the brink of death.
Yeah.
You know?
I was?
Like, see?
Oh, my God.
Don't I was typical male don't, fashion, don't, which don't. I'm saying as the only female in the room
and
right now.
Nobody even knew I had it.
Never mentioned it.
You know? Never. Nobody knew he had it.
Uh-huh.
But nobody believed he had it.
So... You know where I went? You know where I went? You know where I went?
As you were here spreading your germs to everybody.
Yeah, you know.
Thank you.
Mary, do you know where I went?
Where did you go?
I went to the apothecary.
Oh, Aurora's. Yeah.
On Broadway.
Yes.
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 And got, I forget what it was. Somebody told me to get that and like put it in, like, it, and it cleared me up like you
I
can't
believe.
Yeah. I don't remember what it was though.
I couldn't begin to tell you.
Because they have a million things.
A ton of things. Yeah. Melissa and Kevin are awesome people.
Oh my gosh. It was awesome. Yeah. So anyway, I'm just throwing
Broadway
that out
has the point is Broadway has everything.
Yes.
That, you know, we try.
But you have to walk it to realize it.
Even Prohibition, which is cool. You know, I mean, cigar bars.
It's a great cigar bar.
There's just not a lot of those around anymore. So there's a place you can do some Christmas shopping.
What?
The cigar bar?
I don't have anybody on my list that smokes cigars.
Well, then don't go there.
Mary is definitely holding her own with you two. Oh, that's right. Todd's a cigar guy.
Yeah, I do that and they have them from not that expensive to unbelievably
expensive.
Give me the expensive ones.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. But I don't know enough about that, but boy, do they spend some customer service time with you when you're there.
They buying for
Ariel and I are going to get together and smoke Cubans and drink rum.
Right. Ariel, yes. That would be a good one to get something yes. for him there.
But you anyway, know, that's a cool we place. Also have something that pretty much everybody loves, and that's candy.
Oh, yeah.
We have a 100-year-old candy store, mm-hmm. Bernstein's,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So you can't, you walk in there and it's just nostalgia hits you, yeah. right? Yeah.
No question.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal.
And across the street, then you're next year, the public market. Are you in the loop on those meetings?
I am the VP of Marketing and Communications for the public market.
All right. I'd say that puts you in the loop.
Yeah,
that
would put
you...
I'm pretty much in the loop, guys. I'm at the table.
We're going to probably miss the opening date, but it's going to open next year.
It will open next year. Right now, we're looking at late summer, early fall is what we're telling folks.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think we would have loved to be open for the draft. But this is a project that you don't rush. Yeah. And some of the timelines are completely out of our control.
Right.
We are still waiting for steel. The steel package to redo the front wall of the building is delayed. And
the supply line is the biggest problem for anybody, anything. It's crazy.
Does yep. VP of marketing put you in the fundraising as well?
So Brooke handles... pretty right. much all of the entire capital campaign, but obviously she certainly cannot do that alone. So there's a lot of different aspects of her job that it takes a team effort.
I used to work in that building for EXP Realty.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, after she'd shot a TV show, me and Kimberly Sawyer, former Miss
nice.
Wisconsin,
yeah.
right in that the atrium,
the
wherever
atrium.
You want to call it.
Yeah.
I thought that was so cool with the old brick floor.
Yeah, but the walls were pretty thin. they those yeah. were all, cause I no I did I had my campaign office there.
Okay.
Oh.
And next to me was a chiropractor, but it was more than that. It was like and I'd be, you know, talking to people, I was shaking, you know, trying to get money, talking to people, and then those walls that happened all
really?
The, those Aww. Walls. Those walls were paper yeah, thin. I'm so glad you guys took all those out because that would have yeah. never worked.
I was not allowed in. One Saturday, I had to run to work.
You're
I had to run
not
to my
allowed
office.
In.
Yes. No, this is true, Mary. Kay. You guys must have been in part some kind of a show. And, like, you could not get in.
Chili contest.
No, I don't know if it was, like, a new
when
thing.
When was this?
About 5 years ago.
Oh.
It was some kind of a show.
I have no idea.
I don't know if it was Swingers or what.
I have no idea.
Some kind of, you know what I mean?
No, I don't.
No? Okay.
I was,
don't
no.
know that there would be a show for Swingers.
Well, it was
the,
something. No, but it was maybe nudists or something.
Oh, jeez, John.
Something.
No.
Inside Old Ford Square?
Yes.
I have no idea.
Because they had big curtains.
We didn't own it then.
And
we didn't buy it until 2022.
Okay.
So,
what year is it now?
It's 2024.
Okay, it was before that then. All right.
So I don't know what was going on
like
there. It was a privately held business.
Okay.
Or, all right. I mean, so there were 15 tenants in the building when we bought
it. Oh, wait a minute. I think it was a drag show.
Could have been.
Yeah, I think that's
maybe.
What it was.
That could have been.
But I think there was some nudity
I have no
involved.
Idea.
And that's where we weren't allowed back in. I'm just telling you. I'm not making this up. I'm not making
sounds
this up.
Like maybe you could be.
I'm not making this up.
Sure
I'm not
sure
making
does.
This
Sorry.
Up.
Slightly exaggerated.
No, I never exaggerate.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, Mary, this is great that you're bringing this to downtown, right? Because
yeah.
people enjoy that. They love the small businesses and the uniqueness. It's not like it's all jewelry store after jewelry store after jewelry store.
Right.
You got such a variety of things, like I said, from Prohibition to great beauty salons. Love the Japanese restaurant.
Yeah.
But then you got a lot of places to shop as well. So
we do. Yep. We have a great retail sector yeah. on top of a lot of the great hospitality businesses. And then when the public market opens, it's going to be all food focused.
Right.
Small businesses as well.
But between now and then, the public market, this Small Business Saturday, let's really, really
yeah.
encourage people to go and at least buy one gift there. You know,
yes.
you just, everybody's online.
She's giving me a booth next year.
Are you?
I didn't say that.
See, pretty much
we're going to talk careful. About it.
Okay. That's,
but
to
it's
him,
only
this
needs
is,
to have
can you imagine
together.
Him as your, one of your kids? I'll think about it. Good. Mom said yes. <It's>
like, no, I mean, didn't. I have a 7-year-old, so you're like, well,
right. That's, could you imagine that? Oh, my God. No, she didn't.
Kind of.
Because I can't be there every Friday and Saturday to make sure you're there.
Ah,
there
now
you go.
We understand the
I
problem.
I love it. You're
now
good.
We
you're
understand
good mom.
The problem.
You see
we
it before.
Do go way back, don't we?
Yes, we do.
We do go way back.
You see it before it happens.
You stick around, you got to go back to work.
I.
Your boss is gone.
He is
don't
gone.
Don't worry about it. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. November is Diabetes Month. It's a time to bring attention to the challenges facing diabetics. Here's Melissa Kay.
Nearly 38 million Americans live with diabetes. One challenge facing diabetics is hypoglycemia.
Hypoglycemia is when your blood sugar falls really low, and this can lead to many health complications.
That's Aspyrus Pharmacy resident Rebecca Tao. She said hypoglycemia can happen for many reasons.
One reason is that your body might produce too much insulin, or if you are on insulin therapy, insulin is a hormone that your pancreas make that helps us use sugar for energy.
Symptoms can vary, but you should know what to look for, as dangerously low blood sugar levels can pose immediate health risks if left unaddressed.
Common signs and symptoms to look for are if you are feeling shaky, if you're feeling hunger, also if you have like a fast heartbeat, or if you're feeling dizziness.
Rebecca said if you're feeling these symptoms, you should check your blood sugar level if you can. Then you should follow the rule of 15. Consume 15 grams of fast-acting carbohydrates, wait 15 minutes, then check your blood sugar again and repeat if necessary. It's important to listen to your body and know how to respond to low blood sugar episodes.
People using the Green Bay Metro Transit System to get to work, school, shopping, or just moving around town will pay more in 2025. Adult weekly passes will increase from $15 to $16. Adult, student, and paratransit 30-day passes will increase by $2. This is the first fare increase in 5 years. The fare hikes will take effect January 1st. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Timothy Chalamet's performance in the Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, is getting Oscar buzz. Entertainment industry insiders are saying this is the best performance Chalamet has ever given and placing him as the Academy Award frontrunner in the Best Actor category. The Oscar chatter started after a screening on the Fox lot in L.A. last week, which gave insiders a first look at Chalamet's performance. A Complete Unknown hits theaters Christmas Day. Speaking of the Oscars, Chalamet's co-star in A Complete Unknown, Monica Barbaro, is also getting Oscar buzz in the Best Supporting Actress category, according to Variety. Variety put out its list of frontrunners in the category, which also included Ariana Grande for Wicked, Zoe Saldana for Amelia Perez, and Isabella Rossellini for Conclave. Looks like I got snubbed again, folks. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered showers and falling temperatures likely today. We're going to go from the 40s this morning into the mid to upper 30s by late this afternoon. The wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight becoming breezy. Gradual clearing 24. Tomorrow sunshine colder with a high of 33. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Iron Mike Tyson and Jake Paul the YouTuber. They're likely, this is just me wildly speculating, might have been a wee bit of a gentleman's agreement. Try to make it look good, but nobody's actually going to try to knock anybody out.
I actually put a bet on that, and I bet it for Jake Paul to win, just because I knew it was staged. Mike Tyson was going to do what he's going to do. Clearly, obvious, he could have knocked him out. He just didn't want to do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
It's Thanksgiving week, and I've got a special guest, Professor Bill Whitford, the named plaintiff in the Supreme Court gerrymandering case out of Wisconsin, joins us. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We are here with Mary Rohde. You may know her. She's the VP of On Broadway, which is just an awesome part of Northeast Wisconsin. I mean, every community tries really hard to advance, yet part of the advancement is coming back to your roots, where it's individual businesses, it's very walkable, music, and you do that with On Broadway at so many levels, and I just love the uniqueness of it. But we got a few minutes here. I want you to you're the vice president of the Capital, not the Capital Campaign, that's not you, of the public market.
Yeah.
And that is a huge project that... it's been looked at before. I mean, we were down in Milwaukee quite a bit. I think everybody would like a public market.
Yeah.
What convinced you that this was the time to do it?
You know, we've said as a group all along that this facility would have been built a long time ago if this project was easy. It's not. This is an incredibly complex project. And, you know, it started as a small, tiny little conversational idea back in 2015. Move forward into 2022 on Broadway, a nonprofit organization bought Old Fort Square with 15 tenants in it. And, you know, we speed ahead to now, and you can see from the front of the building to the back of the building, it is completely gutted. We had our groundbreaking last month, and, you know, we're looking at opening next year with 20 to 24 individual businesses. 200 person event space, co-working space, Bolts downtown, Green Bay offices moving in there. I mean, it's just,
are you guys getting apartments upstairs? I know they talked about that at one time.
Parking ramp.
Okay. But not apartments.
So the parking ramp will be behind the public market.
Okay.
And it'll be about three levels of parking.
And what's a parking lot right now?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
And then a near future plan is to add additional residential on top of that parking ramp.
Awesome. The Capital Campaign on that is what, 18?
18.3, yep.
18.3. And that doesn't include the parking.
It does not. The city, we are still working contractually with the city to own that parking ramp. Because a nonprofit is not in the business of owning a parking ramp. And I always like to tell people, each parking stall in that ramp, we were told, is $40,000.
Yeah, right.
A stall, right? I mean, we're not in the business of
owning
parking.
Hey,
if you have to put it, because when I was with the Veterans Village, we were talking about that in underground. And somebody said, if you're building something like that, you got to have those electrical stalls or the charging stations.
Oh, the charging stations, yeah.
And they ain't cheap.
No, they are not.
No, nothing. No. Well. That's significant. Well, it's going to be cool. I know you probably can't tell me, but do you have some signed tenants?
So we, and we have talked for a while about Sarah's Gelato. So I can definitely name that business by name. And we have about 12 to 15 others right now that are in letters of intent stage.
Okay, great.
Right? So we're just waiting. We're working through some details, getting to moving them to lease. And once that ink is dry, trust me, I will shout from the rooftops.
So a lot of people, I think, know what a public market is because they've been to the one in Milwaukee.
I hope so.
Well, I would. Yeah,
I never have.
I want to say that. I'll throw it back on that a little bit.
Yeah.
Those of us who love public markets have been to public markets. Mm-hmm. Let me say it that way. And for those who haven't, it's the same footprint. I think they're going to be similar vendors. I don't know that. You're building it. But it's not dissimilar to the one in Milwaukee. But why don't you explain to people exactly what is a public market?
Yeah. The building itself, 211 North Broadway, formerly known as Old Fort Square, is the same square footage as the Milwaukee Public Market. So if people certainly in the listening area here are probably most familiar with that market. But, you know, in conversations we've had with folks, they've been like, oh, I was in Italy and I went to the public market there. And I was in Toronto. Seattle, obviously, is a very popular one as well, right?
Yep. Actually, I've been there. Is that by the fish market? Is that the same thing?
In Seattle?
Yeah.
Okay, I've been there.
Yeah. All yeah. Right. So
Packers against Seattle, 1996. Rick Meyer was a starting quarterback for the Seahawks. Packers beat them.
Yeah.
And then Rick Meyer ended up getting cut and came to the Packers.
See, Mary, that's why
you
came on the show.
Superdome. That was a terrible place.
The Kingdome?
Yeah, the Kingdome.
Kingdome.
Yeah.
So public markets are something that are not a fad. They're not a trend. They've been around for hundreds of years. And I like to remind people of that because people are like, oh, you're just building like a food court, right? And I'm like, no, we're not. Public markets are really, most of them similarly have kind of those core types of businesses. They have a butcher. They have a fishmonger. They have a cheese artisan. They have, you know, winery, things like that. So you go... Tea, spices, oilery, yep. right? Those types of categories of businesses.
Yep. I'd like to be a fishmonger.
That's what's amazing about that. Oh, it's the freshest fish, but the place doesn't smell like fish when you walk in.
It doesn't. Isn't
the
something?
The ventilation you guys put in there, that's not cheap.
Yeah. So just touching on the Milwaukee Public Market for a second, they have been incredible mentors to us. They are 20 years in business now. They are the number one public market in the country. And their team has truly been a complete open book for us. We've been able to ask them questions down to, you know, their first couple years, you know, the mix of tenants that they have, some of their challenges. There's things that we are including in our public market that they're jealous of, that they wish they could go back in time and put in first floor bathrooms and put in more seating areas on the first floor. They wish they would have finished their second floor to have an actual event space. So those were some of the little things mm-hmm. that we learned from them that we are incorporating into our footprint.
Neat. And I hope something that you can bring to the city with that is the work they did in the Third Ward, too. I mean,
absolutely.
That would really transform Broadway to what you need and get rid of the trucks.
Jim, there are so many similarities.
Right.
So many similarities between the Third Ward and the Broadway District. Like a decade, 15 years ago, both were places you didn't want to go. You didn't want to be. And now they are cool and forward moving
activated. When I moved to Green Bay in the mid 80s, nobody hung on Broadway.
Right.
I mean, there were like biker bars and tough bars.
You sped through those red lights.
Absolutely. I think there were some strip joints on there, wasn't there? Or something?
John hung out there.
No, I didn't. I did not.
His mom, my mom's listening, so he's okay. So nice about it. But anyway, Broadway is, but it's amazing. I've said this so many times on the show, but you know, when I take the kids and we go someplace, we're like, wow, this is a cool city. That doesn't just happen. I mean, there was some leadership behind there. There was some private money and some public money, as you guys are tapping into. But boy, you need that. It's hard to pull off these projects that are that unique. Parks, you know, that kind of stuff. You look at the whitewater rafting they have in Oklahoma City. Well, who the hell thinks they'd have that? And they have it
and
there.
And they have it, yeah.
It's just very cool, but it doesn't just happen.
The majority of the funds that we have right now for our capital campaign are from private philanthropy. This community is so incredibly supportive and amazing, and we formed some really great friendships and partnerships through this. And to have that private philanthropy support for this project really tells us that people love to live here.
Hang on, I got the word. Philanthropic.
Oh, look at you. I'm so proud.
I am too. Thank you.
That's a big word.
That's my highlight of the day. Nick, are you saying, I get the bell for that.
So what was the sentence? John knows somebody philanthropic?
Wanted to say the fancy word.
I just wanted to say the word.
Philanthropic.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Yes.
It's this little smart moment for the day.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Back to your
side. Do I get the bell?
Yeah.
Oh, my. No, but she does. Yeah. I'll tell you that.
Right. All right. Fine.
And that's great to hear that the community is so supportive. Have you gone? You had a pretty big press conference, I saw. Looked like it.
That was our groundbreaking. Yep.
I meant groundbreaking.
Yeah.
Where are the donations now? Are you taking anybody's or are you still in the first phase of the big money?
You know, I think we still hope maybe there's a couple big asks out there, but if anyone's familiar with capital campaigns, there's tiers to them, right? There's different...
A lot of tiers.
Yeah, well...
tiers and beers.
E-A-R-S.
I'm in the middle of one right now, and I totally get
so
the
you,
whole...
So, you know, you have your big asks, and we were so grateful. We had the Rush Foundation, the Rush family step up with that first gift of $3 million, which really got the ball rolling. And, you know, now we're working our way through some of those other maybe five-figure, but still maybe six-figure asks. But we have actually, we're looking at Giving Tuesday coming up already in December 3rd and looking at doing an open house. So we want to invite the community in to see the space. And, you know, some of those donations, who knows what we'll get that day. We had an amazing five-figure gift on the day of our groundbreaking. Someone walked up and handed us a gift of cash. And that was just beyond what we had expected that day. But it goes back to people understanding and knowing that this project is going to move the community. forward. It's going to move downtown forward, the Broadway District. And what really helps is when people get inside, because if you were in that building before,
right,
and now you walk in, you're every time I love the moment because people's jaws just hit the floor. They're like, wow, it's so big in here. And they start to see the vision. They can see the different activations and they can see themselves there getting groceries every day or coming to an event or, you know, it's just, it's a really cool moment.
Awesome.
It is.
Awesome.
And again, you got a lot of work to do, but you're looking at third quarter.
Yeah. Late summer, early fall is what we're aiming for right now, pending any additional construction delays, materials delays, I should say.
Okay. You got that on your plate, but there's something else that Brian and I have talked about.
What? Which is?
The other project on the Bart Starr Bridge. Getting that sign and that fence cleaned up and made nicer.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It's been a bit since we talked about that internally.
Yeah, you guys were
going
to go for a grant or something. Did that come through?
I don't remember.
Okay.
That's Brooke's area.
Okay.
Grant writing. So she typically handles that. I don't know if that came through. I would check back on that if I were you because I don't know.
Okay. Because I promised everybody that was going to be fixed up really nice.
Yeah. That corner needs a little bit of love.
Yeah. It just does. It just, it's like neglected. Yeah. And the fence is like icky. And
it's not our property. So we can only do so much. But I agree with you. It's still, that's a huge part of what On Broadway does. Obviously, people know us for our events. They know us for Chris Kindle Market, as we've been talking about, Wednesday Night Farmers Market. But as an organization, we focus a lot on, urban design and urban. And so,
but you can't change the sign. I went to the city council county board twice. And they're like, nope, the DOT won't allow it.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's true. But I remember when we went to the council or the state and, historic tax credits and we were so low and it's like, no, we can't, the law is, we can't do it. I remember when Greg Fishman came in, he used to work for me. He came in, I know the laws, is 5%. I'm like, change the law.
Yeah.
But I tell you, Johnny, that is a struggle. That the DOT, to move a bureaucracy is, I mean, it took, what, a year and a half down there, committee meetings. It's like, you guys, you'd like to say, come on, you guys, it's a no-brainer. I mean, we're getting our butts kicked by every other state. We're the lowest. And it came around, and it helped Two Rivers. It helped everybody. Yep. You know, it was a state law. But some of those things, it just... Just like the county saying to John, well, we can't do it. It's like, yeah, that's true, but it's not the full truth. It's like to do it would take a unbelievable
additional actions, right?
Like, yeah. An effort.
But you think for Bart Starr, we're going to make one exception. It's for Bart Starr. You know what I mean?
Kind of like we're not going to have a roundabout on Lombardi Avenue. Right? They're all roundabouts on 41 except Lombardi Avenue.
Oh, I never realized that.
Oh, man.
Why is that?
You didn't follow that?
No.
Oh, my God, Johnny. That's a different show.
All right. Well, I see they're doing a big thing outside of Cabela's now, though, cleaning that up really nice.
Oh, good.
That's long overdue, if you ask me.
No question.
I mean, it's driven by the draft. But
same thing. You've got all these people coming in for the draft. It's like, oh, my goodness gracious, that's neat. This is named after Bart Starr. And the fence is garbage. And it's like, you know.
But I wouldn't blame you. Okay, so the property owner is out making ships and protecting his country.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it takes both. To say, well, that's not our land. Yeah, but it's our
neighborhood. I could put out a call right here. I could have 20 guys there on Saturday that put up a new fence.
But you need the landowner's permission.
You do.
Need to sit down with them and have coffee and talk about it. Those are good people over there, man. Let me tell you.
I guarantee they would be for it.
They would be.
Yeah.
Well, I know they would. But that company did. I was there for a party one time. They had like an unbelievable safety record. You know, lost time accident. It was like way over a year. You know, you're talking about welding. But I mean, that's pretty high tech in there. But anyway, that's what has to happen, John.
I set myself on fire.
Again,
did you ever hear that story?
No.
Mary, can you guess where he set himself on fire?
You're obviously not a listener because he tells it every week.
That's right. It was between my knees and my waist where I set myself on fire.
Were you not wearing proper protective gear?
I was not wearing proper protective gear. I was wearing a pair of shorts, cargo shorts.
Okay.
That's always good. Right. That's always good.
I feel like you are the person when they make the deep fried turkey little video that you are the actor that appears.
That is the honest to God truth.
It's like, oh my God.
That is why I don't have one of those. I was watching, the guy was cooking pheasant.
Oh.
And he's, we're going to put the pheasant, and they go to break, and they come back.
It's frozen.
Well, folks, that was 2 weeks ago, and his arms were all bandaged because the pheasant was too cold or something, and they put it in and exploded. Right. Yep. Wow. Can you give her some drinks?
That's funny.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Mary Rohde on Broadway. You do great things.
Thanks for being here.
What you're doing.
Absolutely.
Appreciate
thanks,
very
guys.
Much.
All right.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Quick break. Back after this.
I was smoking with the boys upstairs when I heard about the whole affair. I said, whoa, no. William and Mary.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Zomers, are you a Netflix and chill guy?
Do you know what Netflix and chill means?
I thought it just meant watch something on Netflix together.
You say that's what you're going to do, but you're really having them over there for sex.
This is why nobody wants to come to my place anymore. I say, hey, you want to come over and have Netflix and chill? People keep saying, well, no, I don't think so. I'll take it back. And I just thought they were being rude.
I do have Netflix, though.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WSS. And of course, the Civic Media app. How awesome having Mary Rohde in the house.
Mary's leaving right now. But Mary, we had a question this morning on do you put your tree up before or after Thanksgiving?
Well, this year, unfortunately, is going up Thanksgiving weekend because my husband's going on a hunting trip in December and we're going to miss a whole weekend there.
But have you put it up before Thanksgiving?
No.
Thank you, Mary.
Ever?
Thank you.
Ever.
Thank you, Mary.
And I always get a real tree, by the way, too.
Thank you, Mary. Okay. Thank you, Mary. Hey, Mary, is your family hazard. From the UP originally? Originally? That's what I thought, yeah. Hervalas. It's a good Finnish name.
Procrastinus, fire, hazard.
Who, Jim, okay. Nobody, okay, where are we at right now?
It's
where 50-50, are we at?
I think. Oh, it's not there anymore.
Where are we at? Has anybody out there ever put up their Christmas tree before Thanksgiving?
With her, it would be 60% no, 40% yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
60%, Jim. 60%. If you ever got 60% in an election, you'd be like, oh, my God,
John,
this is
I've
unbelievable.
Had over 60%.
Ah, whatever.
I have a lot of times. Mm-hmm. It's
just
a basement.
Just throwing it out there.
Okay, anyway, that was, yeah, she's interesting. That on Broadway, those districts that people work in, and we've had, you know, people from downtown Appleton and, of course, Oshkosh, those you have to have those to
retain
young people, like your son and like Mike. They love those areas.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want to go to everywhere Green Bay where, you know, there's, you know, it's nice to have, you know, big box stores, but man, you want to have something unique. And, you know, that container park or the shipyard park, that's going to be cool. I think City Deck's cool. I think Broadway's going to be cool.
So, I mean, you got to admit, Green Bay really, when you talk about, if somebody said, I'm going downtown Green Bay, it's really only two streets. It's Washington, and it's Broadway.
And that's why we talk about this square between
the
bridges.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
And the bridges, I think you could do a lot. You know, crossing those bridges and just some great pavers. You could have gondolas underneath there, fireballs. There's just a lot of stuff.
Because Mark Daniels and I were talking the other day when Mark was in here, and Like when I used to come to Packer games, we'd stay at little Devereux Motel on Velp, and it was right by Military Golf Land. Mm-hmm. And there's a bowling alley, and then there was the McDonald's, the original McDonald's. And there was Shopko and Shopko Liquor, and then across the street it was Sears and that whole big plaza. That I used to consider Green Bay. Yeah. I mean, the only reason we'd come downtown Green Bay is we'd go to, was it Kroll's? The ice cream place.
Cops.
We'd go, that was the only reason to really come downtown Green Bay, or to go to the Northlands to try to get autographs. So I don't ever remember downtown Green Bay, like when they had the Prangies and the all original things that I've, you know, but I've never considered downtown Green Bay as like a hub. I consider that part out on Military more of a hub of Green Bay.
Yeah, that's funny. And there's people who would consider Titletown the hub of Green Bay, and that's not even Green Bay.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? It's just, but I don't know, when you go to a place.
So like, I think it's cool that Mary's Group and the Washington Street, they're holding fast to a section of downtown Green Bay.
Yeah, and I think that's the history. I mean, they're not going to build buildings like the Northland anymore.
No.
And
well, even like when I was walking the other day past the Heights, okay?
Right. Oh, yeah.
1872. Yeah. Says on top of the thing. I mean, think about that. Yeah. The Civil War just ended.
Right.
And that building was built, and it's still cool.
Yeah. Now, and I think the downtowns, they're so unique. I mean, there's a lot of activities outside of the downtown, like you talk, but, you know, Sears, yeah. Shopping, I mean, that's kind of not that unique. I mean, it's cool, but it's not that unique.
No, but that was
kind
of like a hub. I hear Sears what you're saying.
Yes. And I think they're trying to do that. They have the whole Military Avenue Business Association.
Yeah.
I mean, they're trying to build that up. They're going to do some cool things for the draft. I'm not exactly sure what they're going to be announcing, but everyone wants to have their own identity. And I think the downtown identity is history. It was there before anything
Absolutely.
Else. Downtown Chicago, downtown, wherever you went. And then you got to, what are you going to build around? And the thing that Green Bay has going for it that I don't think people really, really realize is we have the river. And that is just a God-given natural resource. And we got to build on that. And we put our backs to that for years and years. And, man, you embrace the river and do some things like they're doing on Broadway in Washington. I mean, you can build in a market. It takes time, though.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of time.
But I'll tell you, the other night when I was going over the bridge, right over the Star Bridge, you look to your left and City Deck Landing here with the lights it has now, and then the bridge was lit up, the colors. That was, I would take a picture of that and rank that amongst almost any city in the country for that snapshot of where you are, what you're doing.
And that's downtown.
And how it looks. And that was,
So, downtown has its struggles, right? It's old, right? You know, streets, trees, they're all pretty mature, so it takes maintenance. And then, a lot of the housing in the downtown has been converted, into some rentals. And sometimes they took these bigger homes and converted them to 2 and 3 families. That was never a good
idea.
With
absentee landlords. Right. I fought that battle.
But I think, you got to make an investment and say, look, I want to live in a, they call that a 10-minute community where it's walkable. You can do anything in 10 minutes. You can go to church, go to the bank, you can go to a grocery store, you can go to a theater.
At least three of the homes we looked at to try to buy when I was with a real estate company, we were working through the city, and it was Garrett and the whole Green Bay Love It, Live It, or whatever. Remember that?
Yeah, I do. Those are the right words. I don't know if the order's right, but kind of like Live It,
Love
It.
Live Here, Love Here.
Yeah, that's what it was, something like that.
At least three of the houses we went in and talked to people, the basement windows were painted black, and there were lots of tubes and hoses, and lots of lights,
and
big weed growers.
You know what? Yes, and think about that, John. It wasn't that long ago when that was like the place to live.
No question.
The place.
Beautiful houses.
Beautiful homes.
The most ornate, beautiful woodwork you'll ever find in the trim.
And even the smaller houses had cool woodwork.
No
question. I mean, the big houses.
Painted over 20 times, but from the original, it was just gorgeous.
But there's been areas that have really come back. There's a community in Atlanta that, was kind of hurting a little bit. And you should go down there. It's unbelievable what they've done. It's probably 120.
Well, Green Bay quietly has some neighborhoods like that. I told you, off of like Mather, some of those little
Aren't
neighborhoods.
Those awesome.
Really nice. Small houses, but just
And not a
perfect.
Lot of for sale signs. Some people living there, they're paying
Absolutely.
For their homes, so they want to put more into it.
Low property taxes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, no question about it. All right. Well, it's good to be back on Monday morning. We got a short week, Tuesday and Wednesday, then we're off Thursday
Tuesday
Friday.
For me. Tomorrow's my last day, man.
That's right. You got the big trip coming up.
I do.
Wow. All right. We are out of time. Thanks for being here, everybody. Back in tomorrow morning, Monday on the Mayor. See ya. Tonight, I'll throw myself.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will recap all the weekend's news, and we'll be joined by Dr. Kristen Lyerly in hour number two. We'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Iron Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, the YouTuber. They're likely, this is just me wildly speculating, might have been a wee bit of a gentleman's agreement. Try to make it look good, but nobody's actually going to try to knock anybody out.
I actually put a bet on that, and I bet it for Jake Paul to win, just because I knew it was staged. Mike Tyson was going to do what he's going to do. Clearly obvious he could have knocked him out. He just didn't want to do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.